Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to say, you know, we've been trying to figure out how to bring forward all the segments that we have done, are doing, and are going to do, and help you as American Christians. You know, as an American Christian, you're not a Chinese Christian, you're not an Afghan Christian, you're not a Mexican Christian, you're an American Christian. So, of course, the expectations are you need to live within the context of the law of America and the Constitution. You need to be loyal to God. And so we've got a lot of segments on that. And when you hear about civil rights, that everybody in America has civil rights. We have rights. That's the Bill of Rights. You could just say the Bill of Civil Rights. That says you have these rights, and one of them is the First Amendment, and which means you can just worship freely. You can gather without having to get a license to gather to be able to worship God, that you can have the freedom of the press, you know, the VFN TV and daily radio program, that we can speak out, you know, what our perception of the truth is and what's going on. And so we have added to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, another menu to bring this up, and this is the name of it. It's entitled Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America. Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America. And one of the greatest examples of this is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I personally believe he was an apostle, just bringing what God wanted this nation to the place that it was meant to be in the beginning and getting us back to the original ten. When he says, we're just holding you to what's written on the papers. Mm. What he's saying was, it says it in the Constitution that we're all created equal. Mm. And so because the Constitution was there and we were not living up to, well, our people in history weren't living up to it, that Dr. King, as a Christian, he remained faithful to the Constitution. He remained faithful to God, and he was able to bring, by God's grace, a nation to the place that God meant it to be in the beginning. And so he's a great example. Dr. Avita King, you know, she has a brand new book called King Rules. And that's a great example of us, how we need to operate in as a Christian. And so the menu choice under the VFN Torch will bring up a lot of segments we've already done that we're going to be doing. So if you want to think, you know, how do I react as a Christian? This is what we're hoping that we're going to have even more for you. As a Christian American, not a Christian Chinese, not a Christian Mexican or a Mexican Christian, but as a American Christian, because you have the Constitution. It's legal for you to stand up and profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's legal for you to pray. It's legal for you to be able to gather at your workplace and have a Bible study. It's legal for you to do all these different things, you know, but quite often the enemy's trying to come in and give a dark narrative and say, you can't do that anymore. They're just hoping you believe that. But Dr. King set a great example. He said an unjust law is not a law at all, because it is actually, the Constitution says that it's justice for all. Everybody's supposed to be treated justly and fairly. And at that time, it wasn't happening that way. And Dr. King showed us that we could stand up like that. This is very important, because we're going to have in the series part of the VFN Torch, we have what's called the, you know, children of the night versus children of the day, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. Understand, there are those who are being organized by God to be able to be the light in these dark times. And one good example of that was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And one of the segments are, would he even let you walk with him? Because you had 10 rules. You had to actually agree to each of these rules to be able to walk with him. And if you read those rules, in other words, it said, you got to be a Christian. You got to know Jesus. You got to spend time with him. You got to abide with him. It was an amazing thing. And look what he did. So he gave us a demonstration of how we can imitate those who have gone before us. That's what Hebrews says. We can imitate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we can look back on his life and see. So we've got a lot of segments there available for you right now to begin to study and soak on what it's like to be a Christian in America, how to operate within your rights, not violating the Constitution, not violating the words of God, and find out that God can turn this nation back to its original tent if we follow the faith of those who've gone before us. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com. You'll see the menu, VFN Torch. It'll drop down menu, and it'll have right there, it's entitled Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.